make a friend, can't we all get along?
To heaven can't be bought. We still don't know what love is, but we sure know what it's not. Sometimes you got to get along. Long down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Sing a song, make a friend, can't we all get along?
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal prosecutors now say the former FBI informant accused of lying about Hunter and Joe Biden has admitted that Russian intelligence officials were the ones involved in passing the information on to him, and that those same officials continue trying to influence the 2024 presidential election. A 33-year-old American-Russian ballerina now accused of treason in Russia for allegedly donating $51 to Ukraine.
ABC News has learned she is 33-year-old Senya Karolina, a dual U.S.-Russian citizen from Los Angeles. Her current employer saying she stopped showing up for work in mid-January. Russian authorities releasing video Tuesday showing what is believed to be Karolina seen in custody with a hat covering her eyes, being handcuffed and appearing in court.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. The body of an 11-year-old Texas girl missing since last Thursday in the Houston area found. A friend of Audrey Cunningham's father expected to be charged soon. This is ABC News. The NTSB today set to formally announce what they think caused a bridge collapse in Pittsburgh 2 years ago. A bus and several cars fell about 100 feet. A preliminary report blames drainage problems and a lack of maintenance. Welcome news going out to more than 150,000 Americans today. Their student loan debt is being wiped away.
It's like winning one of those publisher's sweepstakes, except this time the president is wiping out student debt. It's part of his administration's SAVE plan. You get that benefit if you signed up for the newest student loan payment plan and you've paid down for a decade or longer. Meet the requirements and the plan forgives the rest of your student debt. The Biden administration saying it now brings the total relieved debt to nearly 4 million Americans.
That's ABC's Andy Field. And a big change for one of London's iconic buildings, the BT Tower, for decades a hub for British telecommunications, has been sold for just under $350 million. An American company will eventually turn it into a hotel. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another mild one today, mostly sunny, 51 our high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, we'll drop down to 30 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 49. Friday, sunny, 36. But we will bounce back into the 50s by the weekend. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30. Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Police confirmed two children were among the three found dead inside an apartment in Middleton on Sunday. The Middleton Police Department and Middleton Cross Plains School District confirmed both were students at Sauk Trail Elementary School. All three victims were shot to death. The Monday morning shooting deaths of a man and his wife were apparently a murder-suicide. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says an investigation points to 85-year-old David Zittle shooting his wife Susan Zittle at their town of Elba home. He then went to Prairie Ridge Health, entered the lobby, and shot himself. And Governor Tony Evers announced Tuesday small businesses in Wisconsin impacted by the low amounts of snow are eligible for a federal disaster loan program. The lack of snowfall has impacted travel and recreation businesses that depend on activities like cross-country skiing and snowmobiling. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitz Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitz Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winkins. News this hour being brought to you by Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, downtown Durand, the Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand and Anibis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. The Durand, Arkansas School Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a closed session to discuss a request by Margo and Bryce Purgett to detach a small parcel of land from the Durand, Arkansas School District to the Eau Claire District. The board will also go into closed session to discuss the sale of the Hanson Park property, and will also have reports from the district administrator and building administrators. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. at the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. The investigation into Chippewa County Sheriff is over, and the county says it has no confidence in him going forward. The county board last night issued a vote of no confidence in Sheriff Travis Hanks. The board also voted to send the 500-page investigation into his behavior to the DA's office. Hanks reportedly refused to cooperate with the investigation. He calls it a political smear job. Investigators looked into how Hanks behaved toward a female dispatcher, as well as his side jobs. Hanks hasn't been charged with any crimes and has claimed he's been innocent throughout. Wisconsin lawmakers have okayed $15 million for emergency rooms in the Chippewa Valley. The state Senate yesterday approved the emergency funding package. The money was earmarked for HSHS Hospital, but is now being redirected now that HSHS said it would close the hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls this April. Altoona Senator Jesse James says the money is a short-term bridge for folks in the Chippewa Valley. State Senator Jeff Smith says, however, because the money can only be used for emergency room capital improvements and not other issues like mental health services, the bill lacks flexibility and could actually make things worse. The state assembly will vote on the plan next. Chippewa County suitcase murder suspect is headed to trial, but no one is saying when. A judge yesterday said there is enough evidence to take Jose Dominguez Garcia to trial for the murder of his girlfriend back in 2020. Investigators say the girlfriend, 25-year-old Rosalie Rodriguez, went missing in July of 2020. Her body was found in a suitcase in October of 2020 on an abandoned farm along Highway T in the town of Wheaton. While Dominguez Garcia is headed to trial, the court has yet to schedule a date or the date of his next hearing. Governor Evers will have to decide about the latest tax cut plan from Republican lawmakers. The Wisconsin Senate yesterday approved a $2 billion tax cut that means families making under $150,000 would pay less. The plan also includes tax credits for married couples, child care, and retirees. Republicans say retirement would essentially be tax-free for most people in Wisconsin. There is a worry, though. Republicans aren't sure that Governor Evers will sign the plan. He has scuttled the last couple of tax cut packages as too generous to millionaires. An official fund has been set up to help the families of two fallen Burnsville police officers and a paramedic. Officers Paul Elmstred and Matthew Ruge, a former Wabasha Kellogg High School graduate, and firefighter paramedic Adam Finseth, were gunned down Sunday after responding to a domestic call at an area home. Authorities previously had warned that scam artists were using fake funds to make money in the victims' names. Anyone donating to the account set up by Law Enforcement Labor Services can be assured that the money raised will be delivered directly to the families. For more information on the fundraiser, go to lels.org. That's lels.org. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
A former Winona High School teacher and track coach has been accused of having sex with three women when they were teenage students. Eric Berth has been charged with third-degree criminal sexual conduct using coercion and third-degree criminal sexual conduct while in a prohibited occupational relationship. The 29-year-old defendant was placed on administrative leave January 3rd. Berth is back in court February 22nd. If convicted on both charges, he faces up to 30 years in prison. Republican Eric Hovde has announced a run for the U.S. Senate in 2024, challenging Democrat Tammy Baldwin. According to Hovde's website, his top campaign issues include the cost of living, immigration, foreign policy, and health care. Hovde, CEO of SunWest Bank, Hovde Capital and Private Equity, and CEO and co-founder of Hovde Properties. There are four other candidates running for the Wisconsin U.S. Senate seat, including Baldwin, who has served in the Senate since 2013. A plan to demolish the Mifflin Arcade off of Capitol Square is being developed as the Wisconsin Historical Society looks to build a state historical center. A demolition proposal to raise the Mifflin Arcade is expected at the Madison Planning Commission meeting next week. A development company has applied for a permit to demolish the five one-story buildings on the property. If approved, the demolition would be done this spring, making room for the new historical center plus retail and residential development. Though ice fishing conditions have been very iffy across Wisconsin this winter, the Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers about deadlines for removing permanent ice shanties. The agency says the deadlines depend on the region between now and St. Patrick's Day or March 17th. DNR officials also note that though permanent ice shanties must be removed by a prescribed date, anglers can continue to use portable ice shanties as long as they are removed from the ice when not actively in use and at the end of each day. Full information can be found by hitting the News tab on the Wisconsin DNR website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe in no time, so you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, and every job in between. Because when things just click, work gets done. Get your John Deere 1 Series at Tractor Central, starting at just $129 a month. Nothing runs like a deer. Financing subject to approval. Some conditions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends April 30th, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
The Badgers earned their 10th Big Ten win of the season, holding off a pesky Maryland squad 74-70 at the Kohl Center on Tuesday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyler Wall led the way with 18 points, and Max Klesman added 16 for the Badgers, who hit 28 of their 31 free throw attempts in the win. Head coach Greg Gard on the victory.
That's a good team. Everything I watched on film and had seen them, obviously you don't play them until late in the year, so you don't have a lot to a live look, but I thought we did defensively. We were really pretty solid for the most part. You know, we were able to get to the free throw line, which was big. Gritty effort against a really physical, hard-nosed team. It's a typical Big Ten battle.
Badgers off until next Tuesday when they travel to Indiana. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Iowa followed up its win over Wisconsin with a 78-71 victory over Michigan State in East Lansing last night. Spartans saw their three-game win streak come to an end. Number one falls in college basketball in a Big East battle. Top-ranked UConn blown out by Creighton, 85-66. Ending the Huskies' 14-game winning streak. Marquette returns to action tonight, hosting DePaul at Fiserv. The Blue Demons winless in conference play at 0-14. The Badger women swept Minnesota in their season series, winning 67-56 in the Twin Cities last night. Sophomore forward Sarah Williams had 30 points and 15 rebounds for her 12th straight double-double. Marquette women earned their 20th win of the season, knocking off Seton Hall 68-62. According to the Wildcat report, Northwestern expected to play Wisconsin this year at Lambeau Field on October 19th. The Wildcats undergoing renovations and would be the designated home team in that matchup. College football playoffs officially expanding, the CFP Board of Managers unanimously approving a model that will guarantee the five highest-ranked conference champions inclusion in the expanded 12-team field this fall, along with the next seven highest-ranked teams. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Pluto TV won't cost you a thing because everything is free. So if you want to watch Braveheart, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
The Minnesota Wild's six-game point streak came to an end with a 6-3 loss against the Winnipeg Jets. Minnesota gave up the first three goals of the game, but Marco Rossi scored at the end of the second period to bring the Wild within two. However, the Jets scored twice in a minute during the middle of the third period to put the game away. The Wild are at Edmonton on Friday. The Timberwolves will spend the rest of the week gearing up for the second half of the NBA season. The Timberwolves returned from the All-Star break with a game against the Bucks at the Target Center Friday. Minnesota is on a four-game winning streak. Now, Friday's game starts at 9. high school basketball from last night in the WIAA Girls Regionals. Mondovi defeated Augusta 87-41. With the win, Mondovi will face Durand, Arkansas on Friday night in the second round of the regionals. Meanwhile, Royal defeated Elmwood Plum City 70-17. New Auburn over Spring Valley 48-39. Turtle Lake defeats Glenwood City 75-36. Boyceville defeats Unity 58-55. Blair Taylor wins over Alma Pepin 63-57. St. Croix Central over Amory 65-49. River Falls defeats Wausau East 62-51. It was Medford over New Richmond 64-36. Minnesota girls basketball, it was Winona over Red Wing 63-36. Boys basketball from last night, Red Wing defeated Winona 62-61, and it was Wabasha Kellogg defeating Dover Eota 76-62. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Sometimes when you're using an underwater camera to ice fish, you learn things that you never would have picked up otherwise. I'll tell you what I mean by that by giving you a couple examples. But first,
it's better than ever. Over 350 booths and 25 seminars at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, February 23rd through the 25th at the Alliant Energy Center, Madison. Deals from legendary manufacturers and unique vendors not found in stores, plus dozens of boat dealers. Kids' activities include trout pond, casting competitions, bow fishing, kids' bingo, and more. Prize patrol giveaways every day. WIFishingExpo.com. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Daiwa, Don's Marine, Blackfish, and Lucas Oil.
Colt Ringer is the man behind the AquaView underwater viewing system. These are cameras that we use to watch how the fish react to our lures. Sometimes we watch them bite. Many times you're setting the hook before you even feel the bite. And sometimes you learn things that you would not have learned if you did not have an underwater camera. Ringer gives one example of when he was fishing and he was jigging and the fish were swimming up to the lure, but they weren't biting it. Tried a lot of different lures, tried a lot of different baits, waxworms, maggots, minnow heads. He was trying a lot of different things, could not get these fish to bite. All of a sudden, he noticed one of the waxworms break away from the hook and the fish swam up and ate it. And he said, well, maybe they're line shy. So he took off the 4-pound monofilament leader, tied on a 2-pound fluorocarbon leader, and started catching fish. One time when I was fishing, I let my lure drop to the bottom. Sure enough, I watched a perch swim up, pick up that lure, and try to swim away with it. That's what they wanted, meat on the bottom. So sometimes when you pick up visually on what's going on with those fish, it's a lesson you learn by accident. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Hi, I'm Jade, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs low 50s, west winds at around 5. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 40s. And for Friday, sunny, colder, with highs in the mid 30s. Currently across the region, we do have sunshine. Plum City, Nelson, and Wabasha at 31. Mondovi, 29. Lake City, 28. Pepin and Ogalia, 27. Here at WRDN, sunshine 28 with Billy Currington and People Are Crazy. Good morning. It's 8:25.
This old man and me were at the bar and we were having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace, all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said, these damn things will kill me. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six-pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boost good boogie. I got a good job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run.
visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey. I ought to get my money back. Someone said it drowns a memory. Oh, but it ain't doing jack. Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove. That does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 92 a heart. I feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's the hard truth. Yeah, I need something you prove. Oh, I need something you prove. Something wrong, 'cause I've been working hard to fade your memory, baby, but the only thing faded is me. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 92 hard, I feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's a hard truth.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Morgan Whalen, and U-Proof, and good morning, 834. I'm Brian Winnikins. Reminder, we'll have our open house of our new studios and offices today here at our new studios on 3rd Avenue West here in Durand. Everything gets underway at 4 o'clock. We'll have snacks, refreshments, be able to see the new studio, some of the things we do behind the scenes as well. Again, that's our open house coming up later this afternoon, starting at 4 here at our new studios and offices on 3rd Avenue West here in Durand. Let's run down birthdays for today. This Emmy Award-winning actor is well known for his portrayal of the title character in the sitcom Frasier, along with Cheers, Kelsey Grammer, 69 today. Country singer Mary Chapin Carpenter, 66 today. This actor has been in the TV series Dark Realm and Dallas, Christopher Atkins, 63 today. Country singer Eric Heatherly is 54 today. This actress has been in the TV series Ghost Whisperer, The Client List, and Party of Five. Jennifer Love Hewitt, 45 today. This actor, formerly known as Ellen Page, has been in the films Juno, Inception, and Flatliners. Elliot Page, 37 today. This actor is best known for her role as Alice Cullen in the Twilight films. Ashley Green is 37 today. This actress is best known for playing Sansa Stark on the TV show Game of Thrones. Sophie Turner is 28. Born on this date, Baseball Hall of Famer Tom Yawkey. Born in the state in 1903, he owned the Boston Red Sox for 43 years. Basketball Hall of Famer Jack Ramsey, born in the state in 1925. Also, Emmy Award-winning actress Rue McClanahan, born in the state in 1934. She won an Emmy for her work on the TV show The Golden Girls. Georgia Congressman John Lewis, born in the state in 1940. 40, and race car driver Davy Allison, born in the state in 1961. Celebrating a birthday today, Judy Bauer, happy birthday. Also, Brian Douglas, celebrating a birthday today. Brandon Bruner has a birthday today. Joyce Grochowski, also celebrating a birthday today. And Coben Beekle is also celebrating a birthday. So all their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Make Dairy Queen of Durand your spot for lunch today. Don't forget to download the Dairy Queen app. Use the Dairy Queen app, earn points, which means you'll earn free food and snacks from Dairy Queen of Durand. Our winner will also receive a pack of birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse now as the hog sale continues through March 31st. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 672-8989. Wow. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM and send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard or mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin 54736. It's the Birthday Anniversary Club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durand Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Across America, FFA members share a deep concern for the environment. FFA programs encourage members to meet local needs through projects like recycling, land reclamation, and reforestation.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Saluting all of our local FFA chapters and members during National FFA Week, this FFA salute is being brought to you by Dunn Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs low 50s, west winds at around 5. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 40s, and for Friday, mostly sunny, highs mid 30s. Currently across the region, plenty of sunshine. Plum City 31, Nelson and Wabasha 31. Mondovi 29, Lake City 28, Pepin and O'Galley 27. Here at WRDN, sunshine 28. With Lady A, and I run to you. Good morning, it's 8:40.
That's when I run
spinning faster into a new disaster. So I run to you.
Some attention from all the boys in Thibodeau. Oh my, they're really filling up their eyes, smiling and a winking. I know what they're thinking, but I'm the only one who loves you so. Adelaide, heard a little Cajun queen, sweet Dixie flower, the bell of the bayou.
From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
In the eye of a hurricane,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lainey Wilson, Wildflowers, Wild Horses 851. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. National FFA Week continuing today, and we'll be featuring the Plum City FFA. That's coming up next hour at about 9:10. While state legislatures do this all the time, where, you know, okay, we're going to have the official bird or the official cheese or the official whatever. You know, it's like as if we don't have other things we have to deal with, right? Well, California is also into that act. There's a yellow little slime. They're yellow, slimy, and could soon be the official Golden State slug. California Assemblymember Gail Pellerin is introducing a bill which would recognize the banana slug as an emblem of the state. Okay. According to the bill, banana slugs can be found as far north as Del Norte County, and as far south as San Diego County. There's seven types of banana slugs found in California, only one of which can be found outside of the state. If the bill would pass, the banana slug would join other state symbols, including the state mushroom, which is the California golden chanterelle. All kinds of big issues they're having to deal with in California, but boy, we're going to debate. Should we have the banana slug as the official slug?
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com. Young men and women eager to acquire practical business experience often find it in the FFA. Each year, thousands of high school students across America learn entrepreneurship by growing their own businesses from scratch.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Congratulations, FFA members, on National FFA Week. This FFA salute is being brought to you by Compure Financial.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing with Compure Financial.
So we're offering a zero down payment option to help people get into our rural communities with less of a down payment. Typically, at average, the minimum down payment on a house is 5%. Even that 5% of that purchase price can be a lot. So when you're able to do that, leaves room for, you know, our clients and potential clients not having to wipe out their savings. We are excited to now offer this first-time homebuyer product here at Compure. Inflation is very real. Things cost more, and it's just been harder for our clients to save. So we're offering this financing product to help people get into our rural communities with less of a down payment. Get a hold of us online at compure.com/FTHB or 844-426-6733.
Listen to the full podcast at compure.com/homesweethome.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at FeedingAmerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I know I should, but Lord, I hope this day.